quickly the days that our number pass by. So quickly the days of God's judgment draw nigh. So heedless of danger we're living today. God's love and mercy we're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Well, he warned not the dangers that lie in their path, but they not his mercy and the kindle God's wrath. Pleasures of this world is of their only care. For where you have pleasure, their hearts will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. And those who so carelessly forgotten their God.
The gentle healer came into our town today. He touched blind eyes and the darkness left to stay. More than the blindness, he took their sins away. The gentle healer came into our town today. The gentle healer came into our town today. He spoke one word and that's all he had to say. The one who had to just rose up straight away. The gentle healer came into our town today. Oh, it seems just like an ordinary man, with dirty feet and rubbed by a gentle hand. The words he says are hard to understand, and yet he seems like just an ordinary man. The gentle healer came into our town today.
He spoke one word, that's all he had to say. The one who died in his great way. The gentle healer came into our home today. The gentle healer left our town today. I just looked around and found he'd gone away. Some folks from town had followed him this day. That the gentle healer is the truth, the life, the way. The gentle healer came into our town today. He spoke one word, that's all he had to say. Well, one way just seems up straight away. The gentle healer came into our town today. The gentle healer left our town today. I just looked around and found he'd gone away. Some folks from town had followed him, they say. They say the gentle healer is the truth, the life, the way. The gentle healer came into our town today. He spoke one word, that's all he had to say. The one who died just rose up straight away. The gentle healer came into our town today. Once our Lord was here on earth, sent unto us from God. He was a Savior in our peril, a helper in our need, a helper in our need. He went around from house to house, and in the time of week, and power came from on and on, and sanctified the world. And sanctify the world. We must once miserable came to him and complained of his suffering. A word of love, then it was done. That was a blessed time. That was a blessed time. How did they come, young and old, on bed dark crutches swim? All who when they were held, went on their word made whole, went on their way made whole. Bring helping then when in the way, and also fresh, the servant and the blind bird son, the little dog under the table, the little dog under the table. The poor, the deaf and muted come, Jairus' daughter line, through the room at Capernaum, and in the bed he came, and in the bed he came. And that woman with all her goods, spent on various doctors, who had no courage there to speak, and secret did she talk, and secret did she talk. She stood and stood and hardly dared, and stepped up from behind, and touched the hem of his garment, and her desire was filled, and her desire was filled. That lowly Jesus is still here, the one could only run and touch the hem of his garment, would surely be made whole, would surely be made whole. Als unser Herr auf Erden war, uns hergesandt von Gott, er war ein Retter in Gefahr, ein Helfer in der Not, ein Helfer in der Not. Er ging vom Herr von Haus zu Haus, in niedriger Gestalt, und eine Kraft ging von ihm aus, die heiligte die Welt, die heiligte die Welt. Wer elend war wie ein schlichter Stein, und klagte in sein Leid, ein Wort, ein Blick, dann war's geschehen. Das war ein selige Zeit, das war ein selige Zeit. Sie kamen, sie da jung und alt, auf Bett und Bad zu ihm, und gingen alle aus der Bad, geholfen wieder hin, geholfen wieder hin. Geholfen gingen sie dahin, fröhlich und alle frisch, der Knecht, der blind geborene Sohn, das Hündlein unter den Tisch, das Hündlein unter den Tisch. Der arme Knabe, taub und stumm, ja, ihres Töchterlein, der durch das Bach zu Kapernaum, im Bette kam herein, im Bette kam herein. Und jene Frau, die all ihr Gut mit Ärzten schier vertut, die hatte nicht zu sprechen Mut, und rührte heimlich an, und rührte heimlich an. Sie standen, standen, mag es kaum, und trat von hinten her, und rührte an des Kleides kaum, und hatte ihr Begehr, und hatte ihr Begehr. O wäre hier der fromme Mann, wir liefen gleich zur Stund, er hing zu ihm und rührte an, und dann wir wären gesund, und dann wir wären gesund.
God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mm-hmm. It says here, O wer hier der fromme Mann, wir lieben gleich zur Stund, auch hin zu ihm und rieten an, und dann wir wären gesund. He's still here today. Jesus is still here. He's still a healer.
That's why I say, if you can believe this here message, you're gonna do exactly where I want to read you this. You can still, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Probably Mark 16:17.
Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Like there's people that listen to us. After a while, you get to believe in it. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I guess yesterday you read that on a WhatsApp from Karen from the colony there, and You want to read it? The reason I'm on this subject, I would call it divine healing. Yesterday when I went to bed, that was before I fell asleep, or just when I went to bed, the Lord brought this this thing to my memory. I didn't even think about it, but then you read something yesterday morning, and something on the WhatsApp, mm-hmm. that Karen, and you read it, and all I forgot about it, and you read it, and just thought, well, that's, she has a concern about that girl, that Bergman, that needs a heart. Mm-hmm. And then I went to bed, and the Lord brought this episode back to my remembrance, and that you just read, and I knew what he wanted us to talk about. He wanted us to talk today about divine healing. That's why we sing these songs. It's all about divine healing, and that's what we'll talk about today. But it's like I say, it's not. We're not doing our own thing here. The Lord says last night, that's the word of truth. He brought this episode to my remembrance, and then I thought about everything, how many times Jesus healed people here, and to this day still healed, and I got a lot of testimony myself, and maybe you might want to read it, or what?
I can just do it.
Yeah?
We humbly ask that you take a moment and lift our precious Kendra Berrickman up in prayer. She's waiting for a new heart and is a very sick little girl.
See, she had a concern, and then she had a concern. I believe she was genuinely concerned about this little, that didn't so much that she put it on her WhatsApp, and then, like I say, I forgot about it all day long. That's her thing. Well, she has a concern over it. But when the Lord brought it to my remembrance last night before I went to bed, where I fell asleep, I thought this is what the Lord wants us to talk about, about divine healing. And like for me and for you, this divine healing is just as natural as taking a walk in the park, you know. And I've had many experiences, like for my own family, you know. My daughter had ear infection. I had just come from a funeral down in Riverbend, where this little girl, she died of ear infection, and then my daughter had ear infection, and my wife wanted me to take her to the doctor, and I said, Lord, is there anything that we can do for her? And the Lord said, just, that's not a word of a lie. I'm telling you the truth with my experiences. And the Lord said, just go down. She was sleeping down in the basement, and they got a room down there. And the Lord said, go down and just touch her ear, and I'll heal her. That's exactly what the Lord said, because I asked the Lord, Lord, do you have anything that we can do for her? And he just said, go down and touch her, and I'll heal her. So I went down the basement, but before I touched, the Lord said, call your wife down to experience, to, how do you call it, what do you call the word?
Witness.
To witness this very thing. And then I called her, and I said, Mom, come down here. So she's standing in the doorway there. And all I did, I laid my hands on that girl's ear, and I said, in Jesus' name. That's all I did, and I could feel something going through my... I know she was healed instantly, and just by simply believing it. And I'm a believer. I believe, like it says here, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they'll lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. And that's exactly what I did, and one day... I was working for the neighbor, and I was still living in the colony, and the Lord said, you need to go home. It was about 8:30 in the morning. You need to go home. There's something wrong at home. So I drove back home. It was about 5 miles out in the back at the neighbor's, and I drove home, and here my wife said, Jennifer is in there. She won't get up. She just lays there like she's dead, but she's still breathing. So I said, Lord, what can we do? The Lord said, just go and lay hands on her, and I'll heal her. And I don't think I even said it. I just laid hands on her, and 10 minutes later, she was out having breakfast. And that's just my experiences upon experiences that I've had where I just went to the Lord. I remember one time I was down in Wisconsin, and I had a tremendous pain in my stomach. I don't know what it was, maybe a busted appendix or something. And I had such terrible pain. I didn't know how I was going to drive from there on in. And it was about 10 o'clock at night, and I prayed till about midnight, and then around midnight, the Lord said, I want you to call up three people. And it was 12 o'clock at night, so I figured, well, I'll call them up first thing in the morning. And in the meantime, I knew that pain is not going to subsidize until I call up these three people. So I went into the truck stop to get some painkillers, and then at least it'll take me over till morning. And then 8 o'clock in the morning, I called up these three people that the Lord told me to call up. The first one was from a friend I knew from South Carolina. I called him up, and I could feel one-third of the pain went away. And then I called up the second guy. He was in Saskatoon, or Saskatchewan. And then almost all of it was gone. And the third one that I was supposed to call was you. And when I called you, everything was completely gone, just like if there never was no pain there at all. Just like I say, sometimes you have to be conditioned. Sometimes there is a condition, like back in the days of Elijah. When he came to Elijah, that Naaman came to Elijah, and he just sent out word, just go tell him now to go down to the River Jordan and dip himself 7 times. That's all. And he would go home healed. He didn't even come out to talk to him. He just sent his sermon out. And then he was grumbling and griping about all that. But eventually his servants over talked him in to go down. If it's just a simple thing, go down and dip yourself 7 times and you'll be healed. And you know the story, and he did that, and then he was instantly healed. And God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Is there no balm in Gilead? Today he's doing the very same thing. If people can only get themselves to place where they can believe God, believe this message. If you believe this here message that we've been talking here for the last 30, 40 years, you've got the same power that they had right here in that market, says in Mark 16, in my name they will cast out devils because this is the church of the living God. If you can only get yourself, like just go over there, lay hands on that girl, and God will give her a brand new heart. He doesn't. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's all you have to do. So, but see, we can't go in there because we're barred from that place. We can't go bullying our way into Bergman and go home and put these people on the spot like the parents. Put them on the spot because the preachers, they'll be after them. But if you're part of that regime, if you're part of that club, like Carrot, she put that thing out on her internet. She lists us every day. She knows what we're about. She could just go to Berwickman, and my daughter lives there, and the two of them, they can do exactly what I said. They will lay hands on the sick. If two or three agree to something, God will do it. He has to. He's duty bound according to his word. He's duty bound to give that girl a brand new heart or fix or do something with her. If she can get two people together, two or three, and they can agree and they can pray for that girl, and she will have, God will do something. He's duty bound. Just like back in the days of Moses. Sometimes the Lord puts you in a situation where you have to do something. Like back in the days of Moses when they came up to the Red Sea, and the Egyptian army was behind them, and on beside them there were tall mountains. They couldn't go up there. They got to escape from the Egyptian army, and ahead was the Red Sea. And here Moses was crying to the Lord, and God spoke to Moses, why do you cry? Why don't you just speak? And he told him to put his staff in the water, and the Red Sea parted. And you can know the story. You've heard it time and time again. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Today, if you have a girl that has a heart problem, all you got to do, once you believe this here truth, you just go lay hands on her, and God will do something. He's bound and duty-bound to do something like he did at that woman there that came and touched the hem of his garment. I just just read it in that song. It said, this woman that touched the hem of his garment, she was instantly healed. She used all of her, all her resources, all her money. If I can only touch the hem of his garment. And that's all you have to do. You just take the God at his word, and you can see throughout scriptures. I was thinking last night when the Lord brought this girl to my remembrance. And I went through the scriptures to all these people that the Lord healed, like if they were concerned, like these four friends, they had this one person, he couldn't walk, he was paralyzed. And what they did, I think they cut a hole through the roof, and that's a true story. And then the crowds around Jesus, they were so crowded that took his bed and he lifted and he let him down through the roof right where in front where Jesus was standing, and Jesus healed because his friends had compassion on him and they wanted him to be healed, and Jesus healed him right there, right then and there. And the Bible is full of healing, especially in Mark, where time and time again Jesus healed healed all their infirmities.
Yeah, he did. It even says at one point, whoever touched the hem of his garment was healed.
Yeah.
And that hem of his garment is still available to everyone.
Amen.
Like we were speaking about that the other day, about when Brother Brenham was here, he had a great divine healing ministry. And that was all to bring people together for the word of God. And it's all you do is you believe. Mm-hmm. Because that's what activates healing in a person's life, is believing that God is still a healer and he's still like available. Like I remember I had a toothache a couple of years ago and I made an appointment to get it fixed, and we just fasted for a day and anointed it with oil, and it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to cancel my appointment.
Yeah.
See, God is still a healer if you only ever people only give him a chance.
And I was sitting here one day, and I went to that Mary's Reeves that verb,
mm-hmm.
and he said to me, "Sam, you have two cancers. You got a stomach cancer, and you got a colon cancer." Well, and then I went to my doctor here because I had to go get a checkup for my driver's license, Class 1 driver's license. And he said, "We got to take you to the hospital. You got to do a colon scan because your blood count is down." Well, I refused to go there. I said, "The Lord, the God that I serve is a lot bigger than any cancer." And then one day I knew I had cancer. And one day I was laying here and I felt a pain in my stomach. And I said, "Lorraine, why don't you anoint my stomach with oil and pray and for that cancer?" And then you did that, and that's no word of a lie. That cancer couldn't go out fast. You know, I had to hit for the washroom so that I could puke out that cancer. And then I had to sit in the washroom, and I had colon cancer and stomach cancer. And it came out so fast, I could barely make it to the washroom. That's not a word of a lie. That's the truth. And I even went into shock, and I even passed out. Next minute, the cancer was all gone. And the next day, we went to Winnipeg.
That's a real life happening. Mm-hmm. And that really happened because in that time, it felt so strong, like we sang in that song, "The Gentle Healer Came By mm-hmm. Our Way." You could actually feel the gentle healer here and mm-hmm. Jesus. And like it says, and when he was done, he just went from town to town. And he left that town, went to the next town. And everybody was excited that Jesus came by. And,
mm-hmm.
and that's exactly how it felt when the Lord healed you from cancer.
Yeah, there was a presence in
mm-hmm,
here.
It was. Mm-hmm.
That was real. And that's all we're saying today. See, we can't go into these colonies and put the parents on the spot because, but there's people living there, like I'm saying. That Karen, she can go over there and get my daughter, like Jennifer, I think she believes, she listens to messages every day. And all they got to do, if they really care, if they're really moved with compassion, all they got to do is go and lay hands on that girl, anoint it with oil, and God will do something. He's duty-bound to do it, because mm-hmm. especially if you have this ear, if you have this ear truth, if you've been listening to us for the last, we've been speaking here for the last 10, 20 years, at least if you see, we're part of that church of the living God because we are exactly what it is. We're spirit and truth and life. It comes out of here. They say he was the truth and the life. That's what Jesus was. And we're doing the same thing. That's all we're talking about. The truth and the life. And they say he was, what does it say here? He was between
the
big divide, I don't believe.
The way, the truth, the life.
Yeah, it's the way, the truth, and the life. And here we are, we're talking about truth, you know. That's all we talk about. The very truth for the day and hour that we're living in, that God sent the prophet here in this last day. And if you can only get yourself to believe it, pull yourself away from all that religiology and just simply believe it. That is the truth for your hour. You can do exactly what they did back here when Jesus said, "In my name, all power has been given unto me in heaven and earth. Therefore, in my name," you just go out there, you claim it, and do it. Do it. But there, sir, sometimes there's a condition. Sometimes you just have to bite the bullet, and sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. Just like for me, when I was down in Wisconsin, I had no insurance, nothing. If I go to the doctor, they'll spend about a week doing tests and trying to find out what's wrong with me, and then at the end of it all, it cost me thousands of dollars. And here, all I had to do was cry out to the Lord. I prayed for about an hour, and then he told me what to do. Call up these three people. So first thing in the morning, that's what I did, and that pain completely left. Time and time again, I could tell you so many instances where the Lord came on the spot, just like I told you here. One day, that cancer started giving me pain that I had, and the Lord moved on me, tell you to pray for. You prayed for me, and that cancer couldn't go out fast enough. In my name, they will lay hands on the sick. This guy came through here, in my name, they'll cast out devil. This guy came through here, he had a devil, and you knew it right away, there was something wrong with him. But I went to bed, and the Lord let me know, that guy's got a devil out there. And I was already in bed, and the Lord just moved on me, and I just cast that devil out without even saying, just by thinking it, just by, I might have whispered or something, and I said over and over, "In Jesus' name, you'll have to go." And the third time I said, "In Jesus' name, you'll have to go," that devil, he couldn't get out of here fast enough. You even felt it. I even heard him make a commotion. And he went right in your bedroom and out the window. That's exactly right. And the next day we were talking about it. And that guy knew. He knew he had a devil. And he knew what we were talking about. "Yeah," he said, I knew I had a devil. And something in my arm, I feel something in my arm. My arm is sore. I said, "Well, that's where the devil went out. You had the devil in you." And he had a doubt. And that's what we do here. We believe the Bible. We don't believe the religiology.
That's all it takes is faith. That's why it says in some places that Jesus went, he couldn't do no mighty works there because of their unbelief. So what's the opposite of unbelief is believing. So whenever there's unbelief, the Spirit of God cannot flow. But if there is faith and people believe, the Spirit of God can flow and healing can set in. And he is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. Like, healing is still, you can hear testimonies of people that are still getting healed today. Because God is still that divine healer. And when you will look at back in the days of Brother Brenham, like, he did so many miracles, just like in the times of Jesus. He raised children from the dead. There was a couple that I know that they were the boys that were dead. And he raised them up from the dead, and he healed, cast out demons. He healed many, many people from all around the world. Even I believe the King of England was healed, and people that were quite famous that he was able to touch because all it did was because Brother Branham had a gift of divine healing on his life, but God. You still have to remember that God is the same yesterday, just like in the days of Jesus when he was walking here on earth. He healed the sick and he healed the blind, the mute and the crippled. All these that came to Jesus were healed. And the same way today, if you can only believe that Jesus can heal you, he will heal you.
That's like I can keep saying, like last night, like I say, when we talked about it the morning, you read it to me, that her concern, and then when I went to bed, that was the God of heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ, by his Spirit, he came into my bedroom, and he reminded me of that episode, and I knew right away, we're going to talk today about divine healing, because because this is the time, this is the episode, this is exactly what we're talking about and why we're talking, because the God of heaven is involved with this. And like I was telling you the other day, when that lady from up from Westview, mm-hmm. she got this oxygen tank, she's dragging this oxygen tank, and for some reason or another, the Lord moved on me to contact her, and because I know her dad, like she's from Parkview, he belongs to that preacher from Parkview, he's dead now, but anyway, I made contact with her, and then she wasn't home or something, and then she called me back and asked me if I tried to call her. Says, yeah, I just wonder how you're doing. Well, I found out she's got this oxygen tank, and as time went on, the Lord moved enough to make a contact with her, and I think you even called her, and then the Lord let you know he wants to give her a brand new set of lungs. But there was a condition, and you know, I think you asked her if we could come over and pray for her. And you know,
I would have just prayed for her over the phone.
If she would have let you.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't even let you do that. Oh, she said, well, we got our preachers. He wouldn't even let you pray for her. And now she's going down the road of life without a lung, just carrying that oxygen tank and waiting for a lung transplant. When right there, if she would have said, I want you to pray for me, and God would right there would have given a brand new lung, because he already showed you what the mm-hmm. conditions are.
See, that's what religion does. They put such fear on people that God can't even move. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. Like, if you believe in and don't let anybody stand in your way, that God can do something. That's what religion does. They're scared of those preachers, what they're going to say, and then they shut out God.
Mm-hmm. They're intimidated, mm-hmm. just like back when Jesus was here. The scribes and the Pharisees and the religious zealots, they did not want nobody to have anything to do with this Jesus. And if they had anything to do with this Jesus, they were put out of the synagogue, because they called this guy that was blind, the Lord healed his eyesight. And then they even called his parents in and tried to harass them to have anything to do with Jesus. And you know the episode, you can go back and read it. They had a running, and that guy that got here, he said to them, all I know is I was blind, and now I see, and I talked to this man there, and they called Jesus, and he healed me. Now deal with it. You know, they were always harassing the scribes and the Pharisees and the zealots. They were always harassing these people that Jesus did heal. And so that's the same thing. If we, like that Joe from Broad Valley, I know, heard he had cancer. So I sent him a book, How Jesus Healed Me from Cancer. He said, I even told him, if you come through here, the Lord will heal you from your cancer. And you got grandchildren, and they don't want you to die. The Lord doesn't want you dying. You're still a young man, but he would have had to come through here, or he would have had to ask us to pray for him, or whatever the situation would have been. But see, he would rather die with his cancer than have anything to do with us. See, that's how people are scared. They're intimidated by these thugs. I call them religious thugs. Mm-hmm. Spiritual wickedness in high places. And the people are so scared of these preachers, because they fear-monger them, and they threaten them with excommunicating and doing whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, see, I've been through their torture shed. I got their number. That's why I can talk about them like that. And see, I sent that guy a book, and Joe, and then we talked to that lady from Westview. The Lord would have healed her right then and there. And here again, like this is the Lord. He showed up last night when I went to bed, and he reminded me of that text, that WhatsApp that you read. And I thought, well, we'll talk about it. Because people don't believe. They simply do not believe. And then if they do believe, they allow themselves to be fear-mongered and intimidated by the zealots. You know, and it's the same thing as was back in the days of Jesus. We're still in the same. He's still the same yesterday,
that's
today,
right.
Forever.
Uh-huh.
And we still have the same old fights, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like even my nephew, down in Cyprus, two of my nephews died from cancer. And I think I sent a book to Jack's wife,
mm-hmm.
How the Lord healed me from cancer, and I let her know there's healing cancer. But see, that zeal up there, that Joe, that Cyprus Joe, my brother-in-law, he's a real religious zealot, you know, and he won't let that happen. And he came here one day, don't you ever send no more books to Cyprus Colony. And see, you're fighting these religious devils. That's what you're fighting. And you got to fight yourself through that. And today, these two boys, they would not have died, especially that last one that died. I think it was Boss there, whatever his name is. And I even volunteered, you know, he'd come through here. The Lord would have healed them. It's not us that healing. It's just the Lord because we believe. We believe that God can heal cancer right to this very day. But we can't bull our way in there because, like Jesus could not do no mighty works at their midst because of their unbelief.
Yeah,
it's the same thing today. Like I keep you some telling you testimony after testimony where the Lord would heal me and time again. Like he healed my two daughters. You know, people know about it, but they're so fear-mongered by these zealots that they're afraid to say anything.
Yeah, they were afraid back in Jesus' day too, because if you mentioned the name Jesus, they put you out of the synagogues, and people didn't want that. So that's what religion will do. They fear-monger people and they stifle people so the Spirit of God can flow. But you just believe it by faith and you just accept it, and you know, come what may, at least you're right with God. That's all that matters. Yeah. You know, what man says it's immaterial.
Yeah, even back in the days when he raised Lazarus from the dead, you know what those zealots? Mm-hmm. They wanted to go in and secretly kill him, so they don't, so the testimony wouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they were thinking about, and then eventually they crucified the Lord of Glory. Simply because they're jealous and it's the devil. You're fighting with the devil, and you got to realize who you're fighting with. Mm-hmm. When we talk about these preachers, we're talking about that spirit that's on these people. They've given themselves over to that they fear monger the people, that the people are afraid and paralyzed when it comes to that. But see, I call their bluff. I know what it's all about. I saw the spirit behind that, and I just call their bluff. And to this day, they tell people, if you've seen talking to Sam, you're gonna be up for review. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And, but see, we're just moving right ahead, and so they put me in the outs, and we're still going strong.
That's right, and it says in Isaiah, "He was wounded for our transgressions; he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." So we have that healing because of what Jesus did at Calvary. And we can approach the throne of grace that God has for the human family because of what Jesus did at Calvary. He shed his blood for our iniquities, and he was bruised for our iniquities. He was wounded for our transgression. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. He was chastised for our peace. And with his stripes we are healed. And we can claim that healing still today.
It's actually an insult to God and to Jesus that we don't use that tremendous privilege that we have to go boldly before the throne of grace, and we can claim healing for that girl. If these people are really, truly, genuine concerned about that girl can't help herself. But you can do exactly what they did back in the days of Jesus. They took their friend and they cut the hole in the roof and they dropped that man right down on his bed right in front of Jesus so that man could be healed. Mm-hmm. They were concerned about him. And here's the same thing. If you're really concerned, you'll disregard these religious zealots, and you'll just go over there and you pray for that girl. See, we can't go in there. We can't put these people, we allow ourselves to put these people on the spot. But see, when you're in there, they can go in there and do the same thing we're doing. Like I keep saying, I think I told my daughter Jennifer, she has a gift of healing, but she doesn't use it because she's paralyzed. If she would do that, I think her mom has cancer. All she would have to do is go there and lay hands on her, and that cancer will disappear. It's the same Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He'll do the very same thing he did when I was in a dilemma. When my girl had ear infection, I had no other option. I went to the Lord, and the Lord said, just go down. He was more concerned about her than I was. He said, go down and touch her, and then I'll heal her. And the same thing happened with my other daughter. Just go touch her, and I'll do something for her. And that's exactly what happened. Time and time again, I don't make a big deal out of it. Just from time to time, when it suits, I mention it. But it happened. And like I say, over and over and over again, time and time and time again, the Lord has healed me, like I said the other day about that cancer. I think you experienced it yourself. That cancer couldn't go out fast enough. And people don't believe it. But it happened right here in front of everybody's eyes. And that's what we're about. Just take it. It's just like water running downhill to you and I. It's so natural because the first thing we do, we go to the Lord. Sometimes the Lord will have a condition. Like here when I had, 2 years ago when I had, was sick unto death. And I had a vision. I saw myself going into the emergency. And that's exactly what happens. Sometimes the Lord will let you have to go to the doctor. So you don't get sacrilegious. And like some people that I know, they wouldn't go to the doctor for love nor money. But see, when I had a vision, I saw myself going into the emergency room. I knew I'm going to have to go down there to the doctor. And then they found out I had a bleeding ulcer, and that's where all my blood went. And they had to put in 6 ounces of blood. And I asked the doctor, what if I don't? And said, 3 days you're dead because you got no blood left. And so they put in 6 ounces of blood. And a week later, I feel right now better than I ever felt before, you know, because you prayed for me and the Lord touched me, but I had to go at that particular time. I had to go to the doctor, to the hospital system. Sometimes you have to do that. Like, so you don't get too sacrilegious, like I say. Because I know people, they would rather die, they will let their children die than go to the doctor. Sometimes you have to go and get a blood transfusion. Sometimes that's the direction that the Lord wants you to go. That's right. What happened to me 2 years ago. I had to go to the hospital. Just the way it works sometimes. But I had to be sensitive with the Lord. The Lord asked for me. He would die. I would have died right here if I wouldn't have gone to the doctor. Just that simple. The doctor said, you got 3 days to live. If you don't put no blood in you, in 3 days you're gone because you don't got no blood left. And see that what happened, that ulcer was bleeding ulcer. And so they had to replace it with a blood transfusion. Like I say, there's certain, sometimes there are conditions. Sometimes you just have to bite the bullet and do whatever you have to do. Just like with that lady over at Westview. All she would have had to do was allow you to pray for her because the Lord had already showed you during the night what you need to ask her. Can I pray for you? If she would have said yes, she would have had a brand new lung. I know it. Because God works on both ends. You see, she was afraid and intimidated from that car, from that loser, from that Leonard, from that car, from these preachers. She gets paralyzed with fear, you know, what they're going to do to them. Well, I just called her bluff. They can't do nothing.
That's right.
But Satan is defeated. The agents of Satan, his spiritual wickedness, high places. And we found out, we got their number. I get worked up over it because they keep the people in bondage. They keep the people under their fear, you know.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord. We want to lift that little girl Kendra up to your throne of grace, Lord. And I know that you're still the healer and you're still, your mercies are never ending, Lord, and we know that you can just touch that little girl's heart, Lord, and make it to work, because you created her, you formed her, Lord, and we know that you can just touch her and touch her little heart, Lord, that it can be healed, and then she can be made every bit whole. Because we claim it by the blood of Jesus, Lord, that what he did for us at Calvary, that by his stripes we can be healed. So we just pray for healing for that little girl, Lord, that you would touch her and let your healing virtues flow through her body and make her every bit whole. We just want to give you thanks and praise your great name. In Jesus' name we pray and ask.
Amen.